If your engine was breaking down, would you take it to a mechanic 15 years later? So if your knee is hurting, why wait years to fix it? Because the earlier you seek out help, the more options you have. At the Cedars-Sinai Orthopedic Center, our minimally invasive techniques allow many of our patients to be back up on their feet and go home within 24 hours. So trust the number one hospital in LA for joint replacements. Call 1-800-CEDARS-1 or visit our website.
Welcome to Awakening Spirituality and Business Today, inspiring you to succeed with all your heart and soul. Your hosts today are Daniel Gutierrez, international business consultant, motivational speaker, and best-selling author, and Johnny Hernandez, proven business executive, passionate life and business coach, and founder of Living with Purpose, whose mission is to inspire teams and individuals to achieve their personal and professional best. Together, they'll light the path to help you achieve your absolute best. Without further ado, let's turn it over to Daniel and Johnny for today's illuminating discussion.
Well, welcome back and Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year, Johnny. I'm here with my co-host, Johnny Hernandez, and we've had a little bit of an absence because the Thursdays that happened to fall on the holidays, and we're excited to be back. And today is January 7th, and here's the thing about today. For 92% of the people in the world that set resolutions or goals for 2016, you got seven more days before you quit. How's that for some positive information? Isn't that amazing, Johnny? The Forbes article that I talked about, it, that only 8% of the people who set goals in whether it be January or in December for 2016 will give up by the only 18% actually make it, and the rest of them, 90 something percent of them, give up by the 15th of January. What's up with that?
It's sad. I think, you know, Daniel, you and I spoke about this already, so I can tell you there was a point in time when I was looking into fitness franchises.
Right.
And speaking with owners and just the industry, it doesn't take anything to pull it up on Google. You know, you got to make hay when the sun's shining, and this is a time in that whole fitness industry where they get all the contracts, all the memberships, et cetera, but they know it's a cyclical thing, just like you said. After 14 days, 30 days, 60, 90 days, there's a cycle. It's a repetitive, it's a historical cycle that shows all these people that committed to getting in shape, losing weight, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it matches right up with your numbers. And it just slowly dies off. And it's sad but true. But you think about it, I mean.
Seven more days, folks. Fight,
7 days.
You can give up. You can give up. I'm giving you permission.
Then you'll be with 92% of the rest of the population.
Wow. Think about that. That's like, and really, I think that we're being generous because most people, if you think about it, that say they're going to lose weight, you know, on New Year's Day or shoving food in their mouth right at midnight, you know, and not even thinking about. And so what that really brings up, you know, our show is about business, and it's about spirituality and kind of the nexus there, where that cross is. And the interesting thing about setting goals and really creating sustainable change is that most people can't do it alone. They cannot do it alone, and they can't do it alone, I think, Johnny, because we, let's say, for example, if I'm in the gym, and I know this for about myself, if I'm in the gym and I'm working out, and I say I'm going to, you know, whatever, you know, lift up so many pounds by the end of the year, I will only push myself to a threshold of pain that's acceptable to me.
That's right.
And therein lies the problem, is that someone else that's helping me is going to say, give me one more rep. Give me one more rep. And that's where the shift and change comes. And that's when we begin to see changes in our bodies, and it's the same thing with setting goals. And I even hate the word goals. I love to use the word intentions, because when you have an intention to do something, you always get it done. I intend to do something, and you follow it with commitment. But goals and resolutions, unfortunately, are words in our society that are almost a joke. You know, and,
there's no substance.
And most people, I think, Johnny, you probably have seen this, most people set goals or quote-unquote resolutions that set themselves up for failure. In other words, I'm going to be president of the United States by the end of the year. Well, you know you're not. But the reason why people set those goals that are unrealistic is because they want to be able to, they want to cop out. They want to be able to say, see, I knew I couldn't do it. So what can people do, Johnny? I mean, let's start talking about, you know, what does it take? I just said something about, you know, you and I both are executive coaches. We love to coach people. We love to see people succeed. And those people, by the way, that make an effort in making an investment in themselves or in their business will get where they want to go. And I have to believe, I didn't see it in the article, maybe you did, that those 8% had somebody helping them. I have to believe that they did.
Well, I think it's, if you take a look at it, and there's another way to look at this, and you almost have to take it, you almost have to provide a visual and an extreme example. So let's just use drug and alcohol addiction. Now, because it's quote unquote not socially acceptable, it seems to get more attention, right? Whether it's through TV commercials, print insert, digital media, whatever. But the reality is this: there's a saying in recovery, and it's kind of slang, but it's very much to the point. It says, you know, when you ask people why they quit, it says, you know, ultimately because I just got sick and tired of feeling sick and tired. Right. And it's that whole rock bottom.
Well, I know what that feels
you
like.
Think about, right on, you know. And so whether it's diet, whether it's changing your daily routine and getting organized, or no matter what it is, right, it looks like something different to each one of us. And when you think about programs like, let's just say, Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, you know, they have full-blown, you know, 30, 60, 90, 12-month rehabilitation programs. And I think it's important that the first thing you don't do if you're part of that 92%, is don't beat yourself up. Now, if you're part of the 8%, God bless you. You know what? I'm assuming that 8% has help, but they've got they're incredibly strong-willed. And
or they're getting a coach, Johnny. They don't strong will or, is one thing, but they're getting a coach.
That's what I was saying. That's where I was going to go with it, is because when you think of, you know, we use NAAA as an example, any of those programs, they're designed to give you some type of support. And the support looks like a group of masters and experts who've not only experienced what you're experiencing, but it's also a group of masters that ultimately share their experiences, their wisdom, their insights, and they can help guide you, right? That's why they have trainers, as an example, right? In you know, when you're trying to beef up, toned up, whatever you would call it. But you're right. And I think in a lot of cases, people say, okay, this year's going to be different than the last 10 years I've made this resolution, because this year I'm really going to do it. And then when the alarm goes off at 6 a.m., it's like, do they want to look and feel better as much as they want to get that extra hour and a half of sleep? Right? That's the tough call. And most will end up finally realizing, no, I'd rather get in bed, because they don't see, even if they do it for that first week, that first 14 days, because they're not seeing these exceptional results, they don't look like they should be on the front page of a magazine yet, they get discouraged and they walk away. And that's why you got to surround yourself, whether it's with the, you have to be around people with positive energy. And the
right.
People are going to push and help you get to that. And so when you allude to a coach, that's exactly right. I'm going to share a text message I just got here just right before I got on the call, Johnny, or Daniel. It says, Johnny, what time could you meet tomorrow? Could really use some godly counsel and encouragement. Thanks. This text message comes from one of the strongest human beings I know. I go to this person for encouragement, for support, and for guidance. So all of us are vulnerable in some way, shape, or form, and all of us need support. That may look different, but when you use the language of coach, executive advisors, we all need it. We all have it. I have one. You have one. And I'll tell you what, it's the best investment I've ever made, and it's the best, and not to mention the fact that the relationships you build, and I just, gal darn it, it shortens the learning curve, put it that way, at least for me.
Yeah, you know, you said, you know, going back to support groups or you know, and support group could be your family, you know, whatever it is that you choose to have. There is something, though, that's part of this whole thing that I find is absolutely necessary and believe that is the actual cornerstone of the recovery programs, and that is the acceptance that you don't know what the hell you're doing. That, you know, and most people can't do that in business. They can't admit that they're running their business in the ground. They can't admit that they don't have the skill set to take the company to the next level. They can't admit that they're overweight. They can't admit that they may have a drinking problem. And that therein lies, I think, the reason why you have 92% of the people quitting by the 15th. Because they never
right.
really made a commitment or made a declaration, which I think, like I said, is a cornerstone of a lot of recovery programs, is, hey, I'm powerless. I don't know how to do
right.
it. I don't know how to do weightlifting. If I go in there, I think I do. But obviously, based on results, always harsh but always fair, based on results, if you're not getting the life that you seek and you desire, you might want to get some help and you might want to get somebody who's done it. And by the way, folks, as a caveat of finding somebody that can help you, number one, find somebody that you can afford, and number two, find someone that's been there. You sure the heck
right.
don't want to be talking. You know, Johnny, one of the things that I do, and you know this, is I take people around the world on spiritual journeys to Peru. This year we're going to India. And I always get people asking me this question. Well, I heard you can catch malaria. Or I heard that the people are mean. Or I heard blah, blah, blah. You fill it in. And I always ask that person this question. And this should be the way that you should hire a coach or somebody to help you. And I always say to them, did you ask that person if they've ever been to Peru or to India or to any of these places? He says, no. Go back and ask them if they've ever been there. And I'll promise you 99% of the time the answer is going to be no. They just heard it. You know,
right.
we have to look at hiring or working with coaches. You know, and I'm going to throw it out there, folks. Our number is 347-677-1965. We'd love to hear from you. 347-677-1965. I'm going to throw this out there, and for those of you that are listening live, or those of you that may be listening to this on iTunes or our podcast, I'm going to throw this out there, and I may be stepping my boundaries over a little bit for Johnny, but I'm going to we would be happy to give you a 30-minute free consultation to see if one of us is the right coach for you. Either you can get a hold of Johnny through his website or me through my website, and we just see. And we have a phone number, Johnny. I don't know it off. Maybe you know the number offhand, and you can give it out. But we'd love to talk to you to see if we're the coach for you, because that's what we do for a living. Besides all the other things that we do. Traveling around the world, writing, coaching. The one thing that gives me the most satisfaction is really working with people and watching them get past these barriers that have kept them where they're at. And again, you know, I think you said it best, is all of us, including myself, are privy to that day when we need the right person to go to that we can trust, and that we can tell them our innermost secrets, so that we're not keeping it in the dark, because I honestly believe that which we keep in the dark consumes us. You know, so what do you think about that? What do you think? Do you have the number, Johnny? I don't even remember what the number is.
Yeah.
But I know we have a number.
I've seen if we can get it. I asked you to go for it if we could get it for us, Daniel. So the nice thing here, this is what I love about working with Daniel, gang. So two things. One, he asked me if I have a phone number, right, that I'm going to have to chase up just like it. And the second is he offers free 30-minute consultations on my behalf. So I just...
Hey, but let's tell him what happened earlier, though. I mean, you know... You think, you know, Daniel's got it together. He's this motivational speaker. He's blah, blah, blah. He's on the front cover of a magazine. And this morning I called Johnny, and I'm freaked out because I forwarded my business number to his cell phone.
Well, that's even funnier about the whole thing.
I'm scared to death about going, how do you undo it? How do you undo it?
Well, what's funnier, actually, if you take a step back, you and I had times, we're connecting this morning. And,
yes.
I called you. You didn't answer. I shot you a text. But I got to take it. The next thing I know, my cell phone rings, and it's Daniel. So I pick up the phone. I'm like, hello, what's going on? And literally the phone hung up. And Daniel called back. I said, what did you call him to hang up for? And at that point, he realized, oh, my gosh, he just forwarded his business to my cell phone.
Oh, it's crazy. Anyway.
Hey, something you said here a little while ago, though, Daniel, is, and by the way, you can go to awakeningspirituality.com, danielgutierrez.com, livingwithpurpose.com, and get in touch with us. Go to any of our social media sites. You can get in touch with us as well. I mean, you can access us just about anywhere. Put it in Google for
Pete's
sakes, and you'll find us. But you said something a little while ago when you were talking about the individual that said, can you get malaria? Now, there's a difference between, you know, I call it self-sabotage, right? You already begin justifying your reasons for not reconciling whatever those shortcomings are or going out and pursuing something in terms of self-improvement. You already self-sabotage before you ever get started. You find the reason not to do it. Now, this is the one thing I didn't say. So in my statement of, you know, we probably get sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, quite frequently I'll work with, it's parents, actually, that I'll have conversations with, executive parents. It doesn't matter who it is. We're all parents. I've had the same conversation. And your child is struggling in a certain space. You have the answers to the test. If they would just listen to you, you could prescribe them the medicine. If they would take it, life would be great. They could avoid all of those mistakes, but they don't do it. And there's a couple things to note. There's times where you don't want them to take it because life's lessons are the most valuable. Unfortunately, the most painful ones are the ones that bring the best lessons. But beyond that, in terms of talking about what we're talking about today here, it's, until someone's truly, truly committed in their mind that they're done, that they truly want to make a change, that's when I love getting the calls, because you could just feel that energy. You could just feel not hopelessness.
Right.
You could just feel that I need the support. I don't know how to do this. I've never done it before. And I need someone that's been down that road. And that's when it's so much easier. And then it's not only easier, because it changes hard for anyone, right? Moving, right? Changing schools. Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, those things are difficult. But changing a long-term behavior, those are the most challenging. And there's not a lot of people out there. You know, you smoking as an example. I was speaking to my daughter's boyfriend the other day, And he was talking about he wanted to quit smoking, but there's a guy he knew that was smoking like 3-plus packs a day. And I said, how much do cigarettes cost nowadays? And he said, $9 going up to $11 a pack.
Wow.
And so he said, this guy quit. And I said, I applaud him for it. Well, there's very few guys like this gentleman. He's explained to me, because he said he quit because he just said, I can't pay $30 a day on cigarettes. Now, if that's the motivation it takes for someone to quit, God bless them, but for many, it's the chemical dependency, the emotional, the social, all that makes it such a challenge. And there's nothing wrong with asking for a little hand, a little support, especially if it gets you where you want to be a little bit faster. And, heck, you can do it confidentially without anyone else even knowing if that's your concern. Because there is no excuse, if there's something you truly want in your heart to be different, for you not to be able to achieve that. Don't self-sabotage and make excuses before you ever get started.
That's such a good point, that self-sabotaging, because people who believe that way, it's kind of like going back to the malaria thing, they like to sabotage other people's dreams, you know, because of their own fears. They have their own fears. And you said something earlier that I think, you know, needs repeating. Hang around people with positive energy. There's plenty of people out there that woe is the world. North Korea is going to blow us up. Before we know it, we ain't going to have a life. Really? Really? Well, maybe that's so. And if it happens, I won't know about it anyway. I'd be instant. You know.
Right.
So you know, a lot can be said, and this is not a show about telling you how to set your goals. This is not a show about telling you how to the how to's reach your desires in 2016. As much as I'd like to say that what we're trying to say is that if the how to's were enough, you would have already done it. And that is
right.
that means that if you haven't done it, that you need somebody to help you with that. And again, you know, this is what Johnny and I love to do. And, you know, we really encourage you, if it's not us, find somebody that you can work with, even for 90 days, folks. Even try 90 days. But it usually, my clients I work with a year, because it takes a year of, you know, it's kind of like set the intentionality of growing the business by 20%. You can't expect to get those results in 90 days. I mean, if you think about big corporations only, although they may set a yearly goal, they're managed by quarters, because that's as much as they can handle. So we as individuals, who are we as individuals to set a one-year goal or a five-year goal without any smaller incremental checkpoints that would allow us to see if we're on target or not? So I like to think that, okay, so every quarter I want to see where I'm at and where I've been so that I can do some course correction if that's what I need to do. But what else can, Johnny, do you think that we can give people today that are listening that you know, may be in that position, that, you know, a big one, the big resolutions or the big three goals are money, relationships, and weight. Those are the three things
right.
that people are looking at right now. And believe it or not, it may not sound like business, and it may not sound spiritual, but I promise you that if you're deficient in one of those three areas, you're spiritually broken, and you're not functioning either as a career or as a business where you should be in order to get the results you're looking for.
That's beautifully put, Daniel. And it's if you go to it is all about that. I mentioned earlier the whole social, emotional, physical. all of those aspects. When any of those are out of sync, you're not the best version of yourself, and you have to be. The thing I would tell you is, when you talk about surrounding yourself with people with positive energy, that's a big portion of it. Now, keep in mind, surrounding yourself with people that are just really cool. Like I say, hanging out with cool people is my resolution and my commitment that I made many years ago. Now, all that being said, that doesn't mean that I still don't need a coach, right? Hanging around with people that are like-minded, that give me positive energy, that gets me only so far. So Super Bowl team, if I want to go to the Super Bowl, I don't go out and I hire a coach that's got a 500 career record, right? 500 wins, 500 losses. I go out to look for a coach that has a long track record or a track record of big successes. Now, that may take more time. It could take more money. It could be harder because those coaches get results, and they may not get them from nicey-nice. You know, you don't get it through email. You don't get it through social media. It takes hard work. But one of the comments you mentioned about fiscal strategies in big companies. Now, I'm not saying big companies have the answers. What I would tell you is there's a reason they're a big company. And some companies get big just because the timing happens to work, but most of those companies have worked really, really hard for a whole lot of years, made a whole lot of mistakes, hopefully learned from those mistakes to get where they're at. Now, there's a standing rule in business. Anytime you roll out a new organization that involves people, let's just say a reorg, right, shuffling people around positions and that, you have to, at a bare minimum, even if you think it's not right, you can make some small tweaks, you have to leave that in place for a minimum of a year. Because it takes a human being at least 12 months to get their head around those new behaviors before they become habits, before you can find out whether you gain the efficiencies and increased effectiveness that you're looking for. So when you say in your case you work with people for typically a year, that's perfect math, because it takes someone that long normally before they can effectively fly on their own. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't let them go at 6 months and you keep close to them. You don't have to be married to them every single week. But
right.
It takes time. Don't beat yourself up, for Pete's sakes. Give yourself some credit. Get some. And then there's so many awesome books out there. Again, That's a positive energy. Most books aren't going to change your life. Ask yourself, how many books have I read? I've got libraries in. How many books have I read, and did I really change my behavior in a long-term fashion for reading a book? Most of us not. Awesome book. Great stuff we pass on, and I love sharing the names of great books. I had a great friend that just recommended a book called The Happiness Advantage to me, The 7 Principles of Positive Psychology to Fuel Success and Performance at Work. I was just getting in the process, ready to order it right now because she just loved it. Those books are great, but will they change my behaviors for life? Not likely. Not likely.
You know, you're right about the books, and it really made me think about a little nugget that I think we both agree to and we talk to actually quite often. If you don't want to be part of that 15, if you don't want to be part of the 98% or 92% on the 15th that give up on your aspirations, dreams, goals, desires, whatever it is, resolutions that you made today, like right now, after this show's over with, do one thing. Take action and do one thing. It could be, you know, drink more water for weight. It could be get up and walk 10,000 steps today. It could be call a new client. It could be spend time in mindful meditation, even if it's only 60 seconds. I encourage people in corporate America, just do it for 60 seconds and look what it does for you. And if it doesn't work for you, don't do it again. But I promise you it's going to do something for you. 60 seconds, that's not a lot of time. But I do realize that most of us can't sit at a three-minute red light without losing our minds. You know,
right.
And so really what I'm trying to say is just take an action step today. You know, do something today. Call Johnny, call me, look us up, Google us up, call a coach, call someone you've been thinking about. Do something. And if you just do that one thing, you will feel better about yourself at the end of the day. And maybe by the 15th, you won't be the statistic of those people that gave up. Because that's a big number. Johnny, we got
that's
about
right.
3 minutes. Anything in closing?
You know, I would just say this. I know I said before, don't beat yourself up. Daniel, you and I are far from perfect. We spend a lot of time talking about things that we're working on, our personal development. It doesn't come easy. And
we
look to others for support and guidance. And I would just say it's a new year. It's a fresh year. Stop, give yourself some credit, and look at the things that you did accomplish in 2015. And stop dwelling so much on the things that aren't perfect. And if there's things you're truly committed to doing something about, you're a miracle. You can do anything you want, even if you have to get a little help. So God bless you all. It's been a great show, Daniel, as always. And it's nice to be back. Missed you for
it is nice to be back.
New Year's and Christmas.
That's right. And here we are. Here we are in 2016. Join us for the rest of the year, folks. We're excited about bringing in more people as guests. And if you happen to be one of those people that may want to be on our show or have a topic you'd love to talk about, please reach out to us and let us know, because we'd love to talk to you about that. Also, our number is 347-677-1965. We always want to hear from you. But until then, have a wonderful, wonderful day. And do that one little thing and take that one piece of action today and do what Johnny said and give yourself some credit for the things you're not taking notice of that you actually did do. And have a beautiful, blessed day.
You've been listening to Awakening Spirituality in Business Today with Daniel Gutierrez and Johnny Hernandez. To provide feedback, listen to more episodes, or learn how Daniel and Johnny can help you in your business, visit their websites at livingwithpurpose.today or danielgutierrez.com. You can also call them directly at 1-805-764-1463. Thank you again for listening. The personal fulfillment and professional success you've been searching for is within your reach. Lead with your heart and live a life of purpose today.
Hey, my name's Sam, and I'm a butcher at Albertsons. Yep, a real old-fashioned butcher. You know, a lot of stores just have that puny pre-packaged beef. But at Albertsons, you have guys like me custom cutting beef just the way you want it. Plus, Albertsons has USDA choice beef, which is melting your mouth good. Personally, I wouldn't put anything else on my family's table. but I'm kind of a stickler about beef, as you probably imagined.
If your New Year's resolution is to save money on fresh family favorites, your friendly neighborhood Albertsons is a great place to start. This week, get USDA Choice ribeye roast or steak, bone-in, for only $5.88 a pound. And fresh, grade-A split chicken breast, bone-in family packs are just 77 cents a pound. Limit two packages total. Plus, pick up sweet, fresh blueberries, 18-ounce packages for only $3.99 each. Fresher meats, fresher produce, bigger savings. Albertsons, it's just better.